Hi, I'm Jocelyn Zuko, reading from The Loneliest Bear. Chapter 1. Abandoned. She weighed scarcely more than a pound, roughly the size of a squirrel. Her eyes and ears were fused shut. Her only sense of the world around her came from smell, and her nose led her in one direction, toward the gravity and heat of her mother, a 600-pound polar bear named Aurora. Their den was made of cinder block, painted white and illuminated by a single red bulb in the ceiling. The floor was piled high with straw, the air heavy with captive musk and kept artificially cool to mimic the Arctic, was pierced periodically by the cries of Nora, a pink and white wriggling ball of polar bear tucked into the folds of her mother's fur. The tiny cub slept a lot, waking only to nurse, which she did greedily and often, with a soft whir that sounded like a tiny outboard motor. She suckled even in her sleep, her curled tongue lapping at the air. Around 9 o'clock on the morning of Nora's sixth day, Aurora rose, stretched, and ambled out of the den. The cub was completely reliant on her mom, alone and vulnerable without her. As the chilly air crept in around her, Nora cast her head from side to side, screeching as she searched for something familiar, something warm. When she found no answer to her cries, she began to wail. When Nora was born, on November 6, 2015, she was the first polar bear cub to live more than a few days at the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, which had opened in 1927. The den, where she spent her first days, was nothing like where she would have been raised in the wild, but it was as close as humans could muster in the suburbs of central Ohio. Nora's birth in that concrete den represented all the ways humans and polar bears were inextricably tangled, for better or for worse. To some, Nora would become the Wild North made approachable, an ambassador for a species few would ever see in the wild. To others, she was the physical embodiment of the political battle over whether humans were causing irreparable harm to the planet, a question settled by science long before her birth. Whether she liked it or not, she and her species had become the sad-eyed face of climate change. She represented the damage humans had done to the Earth, and she offered the thinnest hope of setting things right. But to the keepers in the trailer, she was not an ambassador or a symbol. Nora was a helpless cub who was in peril.